Hey, I'll call the meeting to order, and it's going to be very short today. I just want to us to introduce ourselves to some of the new members, and so all the members know who our various staff people are on the committee. Just a couple introductory remarks. One is that I'm a teacher, so I'm used to starting on time. And so it would be my intent to, as much as possible, start at the correct time, which is, in our case, 12:30. Why don't we just go around? I'll introduce myself. To start with, I'm Representative Tom Huntley. I'm the chair of this committee, and I'll describe later what this committee does, but I'm from District 7A, which is the eastern part of the city of Duluth, and this is my 15th year here, so I've been around a while. And in that entire time, I've always been on the Health and Human Services Committee. So why don't we start with you, Christina.
All right. Well, hi, I'm Tina Liebling, and I am beginning my second term in the House and was not fortunate enough to be on the either of the health committees last time, but I'm really pleased to be here. I'm very interested in this topic.
Hi, I'm Representative Julie Bunn, and new representative from District 56A. It's to the South Hill of Stillwater in the East Metro, the river communities down to Lake St. Clair Beach, and also including West Lakeland and Baytown Township, Lake Elmo, and the northeast corner of Woodbury. And I am just south of the representative to my left here.
I'm Matt Dean from Northern Washington County. This is just starting my second term, and Mr. Perry, good to see you again on the Health Committee, and all the returning health veterans from last year. Looking forward to working with you all, and especially the new folks. So it's good to be here.
I am Representative Joyce Pepin from House District 32A, which includes part of Maple Grove, Rogers, Hassan, Corcoran, Dayton, Greenfield, and Hanover. This is my second time on the committee, and I'm a little disappointed that Representative Goodwin and Representative Emmer aren't on the committee this time. that always kept me awake, so. But I'm sure I'll enjoy working with the new folks as well and many of the returning members. Thank you.
And Representative Pepin, are you going to get another hospital this year? Or?
No, I'm good with hospitals. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. I'm Representative Diane Loeffler. I have the honor of representing Northeast Minneapolis, 13 neighborhoods, just north of the university area, if you're familiar with Minneapolis at all. And I'm starting my second term. This is my first chance to serve on this committee, and I'm pleased to be here.
I'm Representative Mary Ellen Otremba, and I represent an area in the middle of Minnesota. I have been on the Health Committee since 1997.
Representative Bruce Anderson, this is first time on this committee. Looking forward to serving Health and Human Services. I represent most of Wright County, which is the other half of what Tom Emmer represents. So I just picked up after him leaving. So good to be here.
Susie Giroux with GOP Research.
Sandra Erickson, State Representative from District 16A, and that includes the cities of Princeton, Malacca, Onania, Isle, Foley, Piers. And this is my first time serving on Health and Human Services. I think in the past we've called it Health and Human Sacrifices, but I'm glad that this is a service, not a sacrifice, and I look forward to it, and I'm in my 10th year.
Why don't we jump over to Representative Solberg?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry I'm late. I'm Representative Lauren Solberg, District 3B. I'm an ex-official member of the committee, along with Representative Lynn Carlson, so we won't be here very many times, just when we have to control the chair or the committee as a whole. I'm in my 13th term. I actually served on the Health and Human Services Committee one time, Finance Division, for a couple of weeks. Replacing. We didn't call it health and human suffering. It was hell. It was worse. No, it's a great topic, and happy to be here. My district is Itasca County, part of Itasca County, Grand Rapids, and all of Aiken County.
I'm Neva Walker. I represent South Central Minneapolis. So if you're coming or going to the South, you come right through my district in 35W. This is my seventh year in being on some type of Health and Human Service Committee. And it's wonderful to have so many people that wanted to be on this committee on the committee.
I'm Representative Sandra Peterson, and I represent all of New Hope, three precincts in Plymouth, and three in Crystal. And this is my second term, my first term in serving on the Health and Human Services. And it was interesting because as I attended the overview sessions, it occurred to me that now I know how people feel when they come into the education committees, because as I listened, looked at the acronyms and all the funding streams and all the departments and the whole gamut of programs that are available and that you need to know about in this area, my eyes kind of glazed over. I thought I have a steep learning curve, so I'm very happy to be here, however, because I think it's a very important committee and one which is certainly related and correlates with much of the other kind of work that we do.
Hi, everyone. I'm Representative Erin Murphy from St. Paul, and just by way of introduction, I will let you know that my background is in nursing. I'm a registered nurse along with Maria, and so I'm delighted to be here, to be able to talk about the health of the people and not their sacrifices.
Thank you. I'm Patty Frist, Representative Patty Frist from District 26B, that's parts of Rice and Steele County down in Greater Minnesota, and I've been a licensed practical nurse for 42 years working at the bedside in the greatest nursing home, St. Lucas, in Faribault, Minnesota, which is my hometown, and I am delighted to be here. I did not serve on a healthcare committee my first term, this is my second term, and this is exactly where I want to be. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Cy Towell. This is my fifth year here. It's also my fifth year on this committee, and it's been misery for the last 4 years, but I think it'll change a little bit. I live two blocks that way, so as part of my health plan, I'm walking to work, so I need my parking money back.
The two blocks do, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm Jim Abler from Anoka. Nice to be back. I've been on health committees now. This is my ninth year. I think it'd be much more pleasant not having to do $1 billion and $2 billion cuts. So we have a lot of work to do.
I'm Larry Hosh. I represent District 14B, which is smack dab in the middle of the state. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to serve on this committee. Many of the issues in the committee's jurisdiction is what drove me to public policy. I have an undergrad and a graduate degree in social work and hope that I can apply some of what I've learned for once, since I'm in construction outside of this job. But I'm very excited to be here and hope to learn a lot.
Paul Thiessen from Minneapolis, and also represent Richfield. And I'm in my fifth year and served on this committee the last 2 years prior to this.
Okay, why don't we start with the staff? Oh, Maria, you weren't. We missed you.
I'm actually getting some medication in my office for my headache. I'm Maria Root. I represent Minnetonka and Eden Prairie. It's my first year on this committee. I'm happy to be here. I'm an OBGYN nurse practitioner, so I just love having Janelle sit across from me. I feel like measuring your fundal height and listening to those heart tones, but I'm really glad to be here.
And we have in the audience the past chair of this committee, Fran Bradley, is back there. Hi, Fran. he had 4 years, I think, in charge of this committee, and it wore him out, so he left. Why don't we start with that?
I'm Jen Holcomb. I'm the committee administrator.
And Jan Horner, and I'm the committee legislative assistant.
Janelle Taylor from House Research, covering health department issues until about the first part of February. When
I'm Emily Cleveland, and I will be taking over Janelle.
Hi, I'm Lynn Ace from House Research. I handle human services, reproductive rights, and DHS licensing.
Danielle Lemire from House Research, and I cover welfare and other income assistance programs and also programs for people with disabilities.
Hello, I'm John Walls, House Fiscal Staff. This is my 13th year with the House, but my first with this issue area.
I'm Randy Chen with House Research. Cover issues related to state health care programs, health care access, and long-term care for the elderly.
Paiges, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Christina Porter, and I'm not sure if I'll be assigned to this committee yet, but I'm hopeful.
I'm Ron Rodello, and Christina says these are temporary assignments for other hats around here. She's well known. It's a real pleasure of helping our new Paiges out this year, trying to get the sea legs and getting everybody up to speed. So,
Dan Pauling with DFL
Research.
Well, since I introduced Fran Bradley, I probably ought to introduce Lee Greenfield, who also used to be chair of this committee a year or two ago. Oh, then there's a former speaker in the back.
What?
Well, let me just give you a little update on this committee. Actually, the title of this committee this year is Healthcare and Human Services Finance Division. And it's not quite the same topics that most of us are used to. It took me 5 years, you know, I was sort of a policy wonk, but it took me 5 years to learn that there was the Department of Health and the Department of Human Services. And all we do here is see assistant commissioners coming in a steady stream of them. This committee this year will have part of the Department of Health under its jurisdiction. And the parts that this committee will have are those parts of the Department of Health that relate to regulation of nursing homes, long-term care facilities, some professions, hospitals, those parts of the budget that relate to the Healthcare Access Fund, which is Minnesota Care, and there's also a general fund money called MERC, which is Medical Education Research Committee, which helps fund mainly graduate medical education. That'll be in this committee. Those parts of health that relate to most of the public health aspects, things like immunizations, family planning, WIC money, which is basically food for families, will not be in this committee. That will be in Karen Clark's committee. I have almost all of the Department of Human Services in this committee, except there's some account items that relate to child care, and those will be in Representative Slawick's committee on early childhood. What's different from last couple of years is that MFIP is back in this committee, so I will have to deal with that this year. And Representative Haas doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be in charge of that, I think. And Representative Haas is the vice chair of the committee, and Jim Abler, Representative Abler, is the Republican lead on this committee. I hope to be pretty fair and open, and I'll probably slip and call you by your first name instead of representative. If there's one thing that I would like to emphasize, and I don't know if it's, I think it's in your booklet, but someplace in Mason's Manual and someplace in Robert's Rules of Orders, there is statements in both of them that say that no member of the body, in this case this committee, shall impugn the motives of another member.
sorts that were changing the rules since last year.
Well, two of the main offenders aren't here this year. But you know, when I used to be on the city council, and it was very nonpartisan, the issues on the city council, and so we kept it toned it down. And you can certainly criticize anybody's amendments or ideas in terms of what their impact will be on society, but please try to refrain from personal attacks on someone's motives. I just think that sets a bad tenure, and I hope to avoid that. And I know personally I intend to not do that myself. Are there any questions? I'm open it up, otherwise we'll get out of here real early.
Okay. Yeah. Just a kind of process question. I know the bills are trickling in. Do you have an idea about how you plan to spend the time? Is there going to be any more overviews? Are we going to hear bills soon? Or I know the deadline will probably be in April sometime, I suppose.
We have three or four bills that have been sent here that are primarily fiscal. They relate to nursing homes, that sort of thing. But we will do more overviews. And I intend to have some hearings on some specific topics that may not relate to a bill that's before us. And, you know, one of my major interests this year is trying to reform the healthcare system, so that the healthcare that's delivered is of higher quality and lower cost. And there's huge issues out there on that matter, and that will be a big part of what I'm interested in. Obviously, we have a budget that's about what is it, Dan? About or John? About $6 billion a year
for healthcare.
Yeah. So we're most of that, to be honest, if you look at the overview, and we'll probably do some more overviews, but almost all of that budget goes to seniors that are either in nursing homes or in other kinds of facilities, or it goes to people that are disabled. That's where the big bulk of our budget goes. The MFIP part of it is, and dollar-wise, there's a big population in the MFIP, but the dollars we spend there are not all that much. And, yeah, we'll have more overviews, and I intend to start hearing bills that are primarily financial that don't seem to have much of a policy impact will come directly to this committee and skip the policy committee. And almost all those bills, if we have time, we'll get a hearing, but almost all of them will simply be put on the table for possible inclusion in the final big bill. And but we hope to get those hearings done early.
Just one more follow-up. Just for planning, do you expect we'll be here all the normal? Sometimes we haven't used all the time, so you think we'll be using three meetings a week to do all the things you want to do?
We're starting to get bills in. We need to do some overviews, and I think that most of the time we'll be meeting 3 days a week. Any other questions? Well, it's a pleasure for me to be here, and it's a pleasure to see Fran Radley and Lee Greenfield making sure I do it right. And so with that, I'll adjourn the meeting. Meeting adjourned.